Claire Cunningham's online. Morning to you, Claire.
Hi, Andrew.
You got a couple there today, and they're racing really well for you. I think we had you on 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the stable's just ticking over nicely with the horses you've got at the moment.
Yep, you're spot on. They're all running pretty much the best that they can, and I'm just trying to place them well.
Well, what about Sir Barb here today? Has drawn relatively well here and gets Josh Adams, as I say, from a nice barrier up to a mile.
Yeah, he's a terrific each way bet. He's pulled up really well from his last start, and I feel that this race really maps well for him. I don't know if he's drawn a good gate or prep, actually,
yeah.
Sir Barb, but it wasn't a big deal early days when we kind of, when he wasn't really jumping away cleanly, but he seems to have not be worrying about that at the moment and jumping pretty good in his races. So with a good gate, we're hoping that we might be able to sit in front of a couple and make his job a bit easier in the finish.
But the main thing is the horse is just training on really nice for you.
He is, and yeah. I'm thinking of pipping him out after this start, but it's not for any particular reason, Andrew. It's just that when I got him, he's just achieved so much for me.
Yeah,
I want him to finish on a good. I want him to finish on a good note. And if you push it too further into the year, you kind of start coming back around the autumn. So timing wise, it might be nice for him to have a little break after this. But it's not for any reason. He's going really well, and he loves his life.
Yeah, no, he's just a happy horse by the sounds of that. The other runner, Tenorino's coming off that last start win. It's the one that's got to sort of overcome a wide barrier, but it did that pretty successfully here at this track last time.
He did, and to be honest, I probably wouldn't trade it for an inside gate. He's a horse that can get a bit field shy in amongst them. Jason obviously came between horses last start and won the race, but it was only with a lot of encouragement that he went in between them. He's definitely more comfortable out in the open, so not a big deal about that. And there seems to be, on paper, some nice pressure, so we'll just get him in his comfort zone, and he should attack the line as well. He's in really good order, and he didn't need to improve much. He won pretty easily last start, but mentally just starting to do things, a bit more professionally at home. So
yeah,
I'm happy with him.
Well, you love the way he just charged through the line there at 1400 the other day.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he'll be able to step up over a bit further after this run. I just wanted to see him do a few little things better early in the race, in the stages of the race. Just switch off a bit better. And if he does the same today, then I think we might be able to look for a mile after this. He's definitely bred to get over further, so we'll see how today unfolds and go from there.
Good luck with the both of them, Claire. They're both racing really well, and they're both very much winnable races today for them. Good luck.
Let's hope. Thank you.